Heavenly Father, again, thank you, Lord. We just thank you so much for what you've done. Lord, we thank you that you are indeed our Father, and you have redeemed us. You have brought us out of darkness into light. And Lord, I pray that that my attempts at explaining your word would meet your approval, Lord, that I would help especially myself, Lord, that this would your words would really bear fruit in my life. And Lord, again, I thank you that you have given us a wonderful pastor in Brother Greg, and we pray that as he's going to be preaching this morning, Lord, we pray for him, and that the people hearing his word would be blessed. And Lord, we pray that you would bring him back to us safely. Jesus, we love you. Pray in your name. Amen. My inspiration for this, of course, comes from the Bible, which is God's infallible word. And so anything that I say that's not a direct quote from Scripture is my opinion, which can be wrong. So if I do good, all the credit goes to the Lord. And if there's any mistakes, they're my mistakes, because his word is infallible. His word has not changed. So years ago, when I was first saved, I went to church with this guy, who was he's a really good guy. But everything he did, he wanted to feel the Holy Spirit telling him to do this or do that. So as a consequence, it got to be where he didn't do anything, because he didn't feel the Holy Spirit telling him to go to church. He didn't feel the Holy Spirit telling him to pray. He didn't feel the Holy Spirit telling him this or that. And it's a struggle, because if we listen to ourselves, we always want to take the easy way out. We want to do what pleases our flesh. We want to, we want to just kind of go with the flow, not make any waves, and and really just suit ourselves. That's usually what we want to do. And if you have a wrong understanding of the Scriptures and what they say, you can use an excuse like, well, since I didn't feel the Holy Spirit telling me to do this, I'm not going to do it. Well, this has stuck with me for many, many years. And sometimes I would kind of fall back into that, using that for an excuse. But I was reading some scriptures, and when you read the scriptures, one thing leads to another. It's like you read something, and it'll just lead you on and on and on, And so I was reading this. It was about John the Baptist, and it led me into here. But and if you want, I've got all the scriptures listed. You can come up after, if you want, and I can give you all the references. But right now, I want to read a couple scriptures from John and Luke that's concerning John the Baptist, and his attitude and his love of Christ, and his humbleness and the selflessness of John. So first of all, I'm going to read from John 3:22-30. After this, Jesus and his disciples went out in the Judean countryside, where he spent time with them and baptized. Now John also was baptizing at Enon near Salim, because there was plenty of water and people were constantly coming to be baptized. This was before John was put in prison. An argument developed between some of John's disciples and a certain Jew over the manner of ceremonial washing. They came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, that man who is with you on the other side of the Jordan, the one you testified about, well, he is baptizing, and everyone is going to him." To this John replied, "A man can only receive what is given him from heaven. You yourselves can testify that I said, 'I am not the Christ, but am sent ahead of him.' The bride belongs to the bridegroom. The friend who attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him and is full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice. That joy is mine, and it is now complete. He must become greater, I must become less. And then there's another verse from Luke. It's Luke 3:15-16. The people were waiting expectantly and were all wondering in their hearts if John might possibly be the Christ. John answered them all, I baptize with water, but one more powerful than I will come, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. Wow. He must become greater, and I must become less. And the thongs on his sandals, I am not worthy to untie. Now, when I read these couple weeks ago, and I was talking to Greg about him at Koinonia, it brought tears to my eyes thinking about John, who he was a superstar. You know, people thought that he might be Jesus. And if anybody had a reason to have a big ego, wouldn't it be John, this wild man out in the desert, and people are just flocking to him? And John, his attitude, he said that he was just happy to know that Jesus was here. And he must become greater, I must become less. And, that's really not what we, how things operate, is it? Like, John's ready to break through and be a star. And here he is, he's like saying, no, it's not me. Don't put your focus on me, it's Jesus. Jesus is coming. And, it's a little, today we have selfies, right? Everybody's taking pictures of themselves. We've got, it's reality TV and everybody's putting stuff out there on Twitter. And our president was in a little incident where he was in a selfie at Nelson Mandela's funeral. So, and this is not a knock at our president. It's saying that this is like permeated the whole society. It's like everything is about, it's me. It's me, me, me. And it doesn't matter, if you can pick the president, you can, name a celebrity. It's like everybody is like, there's no such thing as bad publicity. As long as you get publicity, we want to be the star. It's all about us. And, that's how the world is right now. But is John's attitude, is that still valid today? And how is John's attitude gonna help us live our lives today? How are we gonna be more of Christ and less of ourselves? So like I said, that when you're reading the Bible, it's like one thing leads to another. You just keep on, there's so much. So believe me, I had to take a lot of stuff out of here. I had a lot more references here. I could have, basically had, almost all of the New Testament in here. But for your sake and my sake, I had to cut it short. So let's see what did Paul say in Romans 8:29? For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. In 2 Corinthians 3:18, and we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory. So it would seem that Yahweh would like Christ to increase in us and ourselves to decrease. So if God thinks it's a good idea, it's a good idea. That should be our idea. But it's hard. And Paul has said it better than me, that the old man is fighting with the new man. And we don't have to wait for the Holy Spirit to tell us to do specific things. I was like that guy. I wanted to, if the Lord wants me to change, he's got to change me. Well, if you're a born-again believer in Christ, the Holy Spirit is already the power inside us to give us the strength to do so. And And what's even better is that, you know, we don't have to guess. We have the written word of God to tell us what to do. So here's this is from Romans 12. It says that whenever we are prophesying, serving, teaching, encouraging, giving generously, governing diligently, or showing mercy, we are offering ourselves as living sacrifices. When we cling to what is good, when we are devoted to each other, when we honor one another above ourselves, when we are zealous serving the Lord, when we're joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer, sharing with God's people who are in need, and practicing hospitality, we are increasing Christ and decreasing ourselves. So basically, when we are just living our lives, it's like you don't have to wait for a specific moment for the Holy Spirit to tell you, do this. It's serving, teaching, encouraging, just all these are just everyday things that we can do, that you don't have to pray a half hour to lay a golden or to lay a fleece out to get an answer. It's there, right? It's do it. Paul tells us, rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn, live in harmony with one another. Don't be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Don't be conceited. See, where I'm going with this is that, yeah, we don't have to wait for the tongues of fire to come down to have the power to do this. The Holy Spirit is in us, and all we have to do is, it's like Nike says, just do it. And here's a couple more. These are specific. Romans 14:3, stop passing judgment on one another. I'm down with that one most of the time, right? It's like, you know, but we usually find an excuse, you know. But you know what? When it says stop passing judgment on one another, okay? Galatians 5:14, love your neighbor as yourself. Oh, man, I got into a fence dispute with my neighbor. I wanted to build a garage, and I was totally in the right with, because I had my property, you know, I was all surveyed out and everything. But you know what? We have to love our neighbor. You got to love your neighbor regardless of what the property line says. And that's just your neighbor next door. This really means, it means the people that we're living with in this world. Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Well, Joy does these a lot better than I do. But it's, you know, we just practice it. We just practice this stuff, and you just start doing it, and the Holy Spirit makes it easier and easier for us. The more you do it, the easier it becomes. Ephesians 5:19-20. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I was thinking about that one because I'm not very musical, so I was hoping that I kind of get like credit rubbed off from Greg for this for this one. But it's not really how well you sing or how well you play an instrument. It's our heart's attitude. You know, sing and make music in your heart. So just, you know, and if you can, if you do have a, you know, if you are musically inclined, use that talent to encourage each other. And, you know, I mean, I know I was blessed to hear when Sister Debbie was leading us in worship today. And, you know, this is what we're supposed to do. Make music in our hearts to the Lord. Have a thankful heart. Philippians 2:14. Do everything without complaining or arguing. Uh-oh. I need to work on that one. And I'll tell you a little story that Brother Greg needed a ride to the airport, and I believe that whoever gave him a ride had to get up at 4 a.m. to give him a ride on Christmas Day. So on Christmas Eve, Brother Greg mentioned that he needed a ride. So I told him that if you really need a ride, I will give you a ride. And he said that Sister Cheryl already had him covered. So she asked me today, she said, you know, I told her again, I said, thank you. And she said, would you have done it? And I said, yes, but I would have complained. But you know, right here it says, do everything without complaining or arguing. So, you know, this is me. I'm not saying, I don't know your hearts, but I know in my heart, I do need to work on that. You know, I would have done it grudgingly, but the Lord doesn't want us to do things grudgingly. You know, we want to be, you know, even if you get up at 4 a.m, you need to be making music in your heart to the Lord. So, yeah, let's revisit this in a couple of years, and we'll see where we're at. Now, I couldn't really pick anything out of here. This is a Colossians 3rd chapter, and then up to the 6th verse of the 4th chapter. So bear with me a little bit. Since then you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things, for you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must also rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, submit to your husbands as submit yourselves to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged. Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything, and do it not only when their eye is on you and to curry their favor, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Anyone who does wrong will be repaid for their wrongs, and there is no favoritism. Masters, provide your slaves with what is right and fair, because you know that you also have a master in heaven. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful, and pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. Be wise in the way you act towards outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. So there, that's a lot to, it's a lot to digest. There are some don'ts, but a lot of do's. If you look, one of the things I realize, there's not as many don'ts in the New Testament as there are do's. And that's a good, you know, it's so, like, don't come from, you know, from a negative perspective. It's from a positive perspective. Is this is what I'm supposed to do, and when I am doing these things, I am decreasing myself, and I am increasing Christ. Okay, this is my last one is from 1 Peter 3:8-9. Finally, all of you, live in harmony with one another. Be sympathetic. Love as brothers. Be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult, but with a blessing. That one's hard. That's, you know, I remember things that happened in, I was going to say high school, but that's a lie. I remember things that happened in grade school. And that's not a, you know, that's not a good attitude to have. I've been a believer for over 20 years now, and the Lord is willing to shape my heart, but there's some things that I like to hold on to. But if you would have known me when I was a pagan, you wouldn't believe that I would be here right now. And it's not because of the goodness in me. It is because the Lord Jesus Christ has been patiently working and, you know, molding me to become, to be transformed in the image of Him. And if I was waiting for the Holy Spirit to tell me, you know, Jeff, write a sermon, I wouldn't have wrote a sermon. There's things that you need to do. They're all right. You know, the good thing is we're not guessing. It's laid out for us right here. We have the scriptures to give us our roadmap, to tell us how to decrease ourselves, how to increase Christ, how to be, you know, like John the Baptist. And that's, you know, in our, you know, my, in my mind, it's, you know, I'm thinking, it's like, man, you know, here's, you know, how can you do that? You know, how can, and I can see why the, you know, why fame or, you know, popularity, whatever, can corrupt people, can turn your head so your eyes aren't focused on Jesus Christ, but you become focused on yourself. I can't remember what city it was in Germany, but the bishop of this particular diocese was remodeling a cathedral or something. He spent $25,000 on the bathtub. Now, his excuse was that he wanted to keep it like, you know, because this building is so magnificent that, you know, you can't have a $300 bathtub. And you're, you know, thinking to myself, and what was good is that the new pope saw this and he fired him. And they're like stopping all this, you know, all this this waste. So, you know, you can see why if somebody gets in an exalted position, what can happen. It could, you know, people really think, hey, this guy's good. You know, he's in ourselves, or, you know, in our little congregation, if anybody could have a big head, it would be Brother Greg. Because the guy can preach, he can teach, he could lead us into worship. You know, he is really gifted. And, you know, we all love him, we all look up to him. And he's the first to tell you, you know, don't look at me, I'm pointing you to Jesus Christ. So, you know, we are very blessed to have a servant like him. He's a true servant leader. And, you know, and again, Greg is not our example. Our example is Jesus Christ, the way he lived. But we are very fortunate, though, that Greg is desiring to set us, to show us the way. So, if you have any, you know, any thoughts about, well, you know, what should I do? It's, you know, odds are it's in the scripture. If the specific answer to your question is not in the scripture, I would bet the principle is there. And if it's not there, then that's what you have your brothers and sisters to pray for you, with you. You have the elders to pray for you. This is bringing my time up here to a close, and I'm along with you. I'm breathing a big sigh of relief.
You did a good job.
Well, thank you, sister. I'm gonna. You know, the Lord has given us senses of humor, and I am so glad, because, you know, it's just mind-boggling that I would be up here, and you know, the Lord has there's a song title by a song by the Grateful Dead that goes, "What a long, strange trip it's been," and it's been a long, strange trip for me to get out of, you know, to get off the bar stool and up here. And, you know, praise God. That's all I got to say is that. And again, all credit, you know, if I've said anything that is, you know, that is right with Scripture, it's to the Lord's credit. And if there's anything that, you know, that I was wrong about, it's my fault. You know, the Lord wants to change me, and I think I'm holding him back. I think he would want to change me faster than what I've led him, but he is patient, and his, you know, he is full of mercy and grace, and he is just moving us. He's moving us along, and you know, all I have to say is thank you, Jesus. I am going to gonna close this in prayer, and then I found a little different benediction than from what Brother Greg gives us. Heavenly Father, thank you for your goodness and mercy. Lord, we thank you that you have just done so much, Lord. And you have given us life. You've given us abundant life. You've given us your word. You've given us your Holy Spirit, Lord. And we thank you that you didn't leave us orphans. You reached down and you adopted us into your family, and now here, these are my blood brothers and sisters. This is my family here. Lord Jesus, we love you. We thank you. Holy Spirit, thank you. Heavenly Father, thank you. Amen.